There is further pressure on the British Museum to return certain items back to Egypt. To find out more, let's go to the UK for the Kia Sportage. It has been unleashed and has now been crowned Drive Car of the Year. Meet your muse at kia.com.au. Malcolm Stewart, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Tom. Yes, while the British Museum continues to resist demands from Greece to return the Elgin marbles taken from the Parthenon in Athens, it's now being faced with a demand to send back another priceless artifact. It's the Rosetta Stone, the tombstone-like slab which carries inscriptions in Greek and the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. And it gave scholars at the British Museum the key to unlocking the mystery of those Egyptian symbols. Now, it was French soldiers who stumbled on the 760-kilogram stone near the town of Rosetta in 1799. The British then took the stone back after defeating the French in Egypt in 1801, and it was sent to London as a curiosity. It was another 20 years before scholars realized that it enabled them to decode those hieroglyphics from the identical Greek. Well, the inscriptions are a decree attesting the devoutness of the pharaoh Ptolemy V. But the call for its return to Egypt comes not from that country, but from British academics, who say it should be a major draw for the Grand Egyptian Museum, now being built at Giza, close to the pyramids of the Sphinx. Well, Joyce Tildersley, who's Professor of Egyptology at the University of Manchester, she's the one who started the petition, says, it's the right thing to return it. Meanwhile, on top of her other current problems, our new Prime Minister Liz Truss is facing a new request from her Greek counterpart, who's about to come to London, about the prospects of returning the Elgin marbles.